So, Alex, people saw you walking through the Boca Raton Resort and Club with a belt this morning, the arbitration belt. And you talked about that before, how the Blue Jays were honored for their work in arbitration. That's a big deal for you and your front office for this season.
Yeah, it's the front. I mean, Andrew in our front office led it and did a great job. And we worked closely with the commissioner's office. And I think it's just more of a, it's a nice little way to get acknowledged the work that everyone did. And, you know, the commissioner's office is very involved in that. So I'm pretty removed from the process overall. I used to do it a lot more as an AGM. But it's really a credit to Andrew and everyone else involved in the front office that worked on it and to the commissioner's office.
And you get that, and then you come and you get the Executive of the Year Award at the dinner tonight. Does this kind of put a closure? I mean, you're hanging out with your Blue Jays guys. It was an award for your year. Is this the period, end of story for the tenure for you?
Yeah, you know what? I never thought about it until you brought it up, but probably, I think that's probably a good way to put it. Even we were walking to the dinner. I was walking with Tony and those, I don't want to say who, but there's another GM that obviously we both know we started talking to, but I just discreetly slipped away because I know, well, Tony's got to get some work done here, you know, and I might be making small talk and having nice conversations, but you know that time with a GM, especially one-on-one, is really valuable and important time. So said hello, we were walking together, and then I kind of just sped off ahead or diverted so Tony can get alone time with that GM. Because, hey, look, I want him to have as much success as he can. I want the front office and the team to have success. So my kids are still Blue Jays fans. My three-year-old was singing OK Blue Jays. The only line he knows is, "You got a diamond." And then he stops and he says it over and over again. So I want to see the team do well, win a World Series. I want to see Tony do well. And, yeah, this is probably a good way to kind of close everything off and then move on to the next thing.
Just over your shoulder here as we talk is Billy Beane, the president of the A's. And one of the lines in those songs are going to beat the A's so bad we'll make Billy blue. So you might want to teach John that line too.
Yeah, no, it's you know, it's I didn't want to come out. I didn't plan on coming out to these, but Sporting News obviously presenting the award and the commissioner's office, and then the GM co-chairs Neil Huntington and Rick Hahn really urged me to come out. They said, look, you know, your peers voted for you. You know, you win an award, you show up. And I thought it was going to be a little bit awkward, and it's been anything but. It's been actually really great to see the guys. And even though you don't talk all the time, you know, they were my peers at one point in time, and guys like Billy and so on, you realize how good a group it is and you know, how honored, you know, you are to be a part of that group at any time of your life.
We've talked about these meetings before in the past as a time to lay groundwork, a time to plant seeds, to see what teams are doing, what they might do, who they might have interest in, and back and forth. Was today a day like that for you, not from a baseball perspective, but maybe for a my next job perspective?
You know what? No. I definitely wasn't the plan. I came in last night just because we were going to, you know, the salary arbitration event was earlier in the afternoon, so I need to get here. And then we had the dinner that night. So I tried to lay low, and even I tried to not walk through the lobby. I would divert and go outside. And it's just sometimes to go from one room to the other, you can't avoid it. But and it's not that I don't want to talk to people or say hi, but I'd rather just kind of be low-key about things. And but it's you have people talking to you and, hey, what are your plans, things like that. But I've had a lot of phone calls from friends in the game, just want to see how you're doing, what your plans are, which is expected, right? I mean, that goes without saying, but I'm going to at least take a month and just take some downtime, reevaluate some things, maybe go to the new year, and then at some point I will need to find a job again. I'll need an income at some point. But one thing I've gotten advice-wise is to not rush, and that's been pretty good advice.
Has there been anything out there that's piqued your interest at all?
I mean, I guess I'd say is, look, there are plenty of front offices that I really respect, and some people I have strong relationships with, and that'll always be interesting to me. But it's just been too soon, too fast to even roll up your sleeves. I just needed to get through one, you know, the week since I left. There was a lot going on there, loose ends I needed to tie up. Coming down here, again, it wasn't the plan, but wanted to get through that. So now that, you know, tomorrow I'm going to head back. I think once I get back to Toronto, things will now quiet down, and I can really start to organize myself a little bit and slowly start making plans.
with Alex Anthopoulos. You know the voice. You've told me many times over the last decade, and in just off-the-record personal conversations, your identity is not tied up in being a general manager. You want to be in baseball. You love the game. You don't have to be a GM.
No, and it's not to say it's not a great job. It is, but there's so many things I like in baseball, and that's why I would do whatever media I needed to do if there was a transaction, good or bad, you know, or an injury, things like that. But you get asked along the way to do all kinds of extra TV interviews, phone interviews that are not tied to a transaction, a teammate, or a signing, or you know, some bit of bad news. And I never would do the extra stuff. It's not that you're not grateful that people want to talk to you, but just I think that's what takes you away from who you are, and that's when you get caught up in the GM, the lifestyle, the status, the name, and you try to stay as even keel as you can. And I remember I told my wife, I said, the lifestyle we're going to lead when we're as assistant GM is not going to change as a GM. So we're not, other than the house, we're not buying big expensive things, we're not changing anything. And, you know, to be fair, since, you know, I'm not returning, we haven't had to change anything lifestyle-wise, but we're maintaining the exact same life as we did before. And having that consistency is important.
With Alex Anthopoulos, and, you know, I just kind of think of, I was going to ask you what your favorite thing to do is, and obviously the rush of making deals and building an organization has got to be huge, but what's it like for you to just sit on a backfield and watch a 17-year-old?
Yeah, it's funny. I was talking to some of the Cubs guys tonight, Jed Hoyer, Jason McLeod, Randy Bush, Theo earlier as well, but just we were talking a lot about the draft, and the Cubs have done an unbelievable job. I was just talking about what an unbelievable job they do with all the bats that they draft, and you know, Jason McLeod, who has run their drafts for a long time and did a great job with the Red Sox as well, talked about, you know, he felt we really did a good job with the high school arms, and he just kind of joked about if we could have combined things. And we just started talking about players and drafts, and that's probably the thing I'm the most passionate about in the game. I just adore the draft. I love it. You know, my dream job, as much as, you know, being the general manager of Toronto Blue Jays is there, it probably would be scouting director, to be honest with you. I just enjoy it so much. I enjoy the analysis, and you can never stop getting better because you're going to continue to make mistakes, but I enjoy that the most.
And it's crazy because that's about as imperfect as it gets. I mean, there are way more misses than hits from a scouting perspective. You draft 40 guys in a year, and if you get three, you're amazing.
Yeah, and it's just, you know, you don't want to make mistakes, but you will. And the exciting part is when you review your mistakes and you analyze and you go through your summer coverage and you go back and you try to figure out your process, where there may have been holes and what you can tighten up. And you know, we felt like each draft, even though you're going to still make mistakes, we got better with our process and we looked back and we learned some things. So that's what's so exciting about it, that you can get to continue doing things and continue to get better.
Josh Donaldson named the most outstanding player in Major League Baseball today by the Players Union Awards, a guy you brought in a year ago. How exciting is that for you? I mean, we kind of knew he was going to be the MVP, but again, I mean, that's a big deal.
Yeah, I know. It's a big deal for Josh, and I'm ecstatic for him. And, you know, everyone that knows him, he's hilarious, and he's confident in himself. And I remember one time we were in Boston earlier this year, and Gibby and him have a great relationship, and they'll joke and go back and forth with each other, and they'll give it to each other. And we're in Gibby's office in Fenway, and I think Josh walked in, and he points at Gibby, and he goes, "I'm going to win you the manager of the year." And he points at me, and he goes, "I'm going to win you the executive of the year." And he goes, "We're going to make the playoffs and go all the way." But he's... he believes in himself. He deserves it. He backed it up with the way he played, and I'm thrilled for him.
Last question for Alex Anthopoulos. In your postseason postmortem, the week before you chose to not return to the Blue Jays, you were talking about things that you were planning on doing, and you know, without giving specifics, as you never do, you had plans to build the Blue Jays in 2016. What did you do with those? Are those still just sitting in your head? And how much are you going to miss not being able to implement that? And does the team that you left have still a chance to do the things that you were hoping to do?
Yeah, I mean, one, I with Tony and Mark and everybody in place, I from an outside looking in, I think they're going to do great things and continue. And I think the club's in a good position, but there's no doubt. I mean, like I had said at the time, there was work to be done, and sure, they've acknowledged the same thing, and they'll get it done, and I think they'll have a great chance to win the AL East. in terms of off-season planning ideas, one, that was all shared with our staff, and that continues. You know, I sent Mark an email as well, I think on the Friday. I just wanted to, there was some things he had asked for and asked about, just some loose ends that needed to be tied up. So put it in an email format for him and sent it to him. So, again, like I said, I want to see the organization do well. My kids are still wearing their Blue Jays caps to school. They're going to live in Toronto. It's the only team in Canada. We're always going to support them no matter what. And the best thing for baseball in Canada and for the just for the sport is just for the team to continue to do well. So just because I may have had an idea or somebody else, that doesn't mean it's going to get implemented or it's the right one. So as we all know, you make plenty of mistakes as a GM. So any thoughts or ideas, though, that I had at the time have been shared with all parties. But look, information changes. There were GM changes. That needed to be followed up with phone calls to GMs, trade conversations. Ideas can quickly fall apart on you if the other side isn't willing.
Finally, Buster Olney of ESPN wrote an article saying the best thing that the Blue Jays can do is hire Alex Anthopoulos to be there to fill the opening as a general manager. Jays don't have a GM. You don't have a job. Is there any chance of a Theo Epstein coming back in a gorilla suit sort of thing to come back?
Yeah, I mean, I someone brought that up to me today. Like I said at the time, look, I was treated exceptionally well. I was given every opportunity by Mark, by Rogers, Edward Rogers, Rick Brace. Again, I cannot say enough good things. And I guess, unfortunately for me, because I do think this falls on me and it's my responsibility and I own that decision, you know, I had to make a tough decision to decide to not come back for 2016. But, you know, again, the reasons I felt were reasons that were sound for me, and I respected the way I was treated, and I'm grateful for everything that was given to me, but I don't think the reasons change in 2 weeks or 3 weeks. And that's not to say that, again, it was as amicable as it can be, and I didn't think it was fair to anybody for me to do a job based on, because there was, you know, years and dollars. I mean, there's a lot that goes into these jobs. You need to be fully committed. And if I didn't feel it was the right fit, it wouldn't have been fair to anybody to sign on for a new contract.
How much are you looking forward to answering the question, what do you mean fit for the rest of your life?
Yeah, you know what? Someone told me that I should have had a joke tonight that put in the word fit. You know what? I think some things are private. I know that that opens up, when I say that, that opens up speculation. I think a lot of speculation was unfair. Almost all of it was wrong. Again, I can't state this enough, that I just sat back, evaluated some things, thought about things. Obviously, I had to talk to my wife about things to make sure, you know, she was fully going to be on board with the decision that I made. You know, we have a house here, our kids are in school, all those type of things. And, you know, all I can say is Mark was great to me, ownership was great to me, and they gave me every opportunity. And, you know, I know I haven't delved into it more specifically than that, and I know people are always going to be asking, but I think it's a private thing that, unfortunately, don't think it's appropriate to get into it more than that, other than I don't have anything but good things to say. I love my time here, and I wish the organization does great things.
And the Blue Jays fans, I think, as a whole, feel the same way about you. Congrats on the belt, the whole organization. Congrats on the Executive of the Year, and we look forward to seeing what's next for Alex Anthopoulos.
Thank you very much, Mike, and the fans and everybody else. It was a lot of fun.